with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, February 14th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we'll bring you a Class 1A Region 4 quarterfinal contest as George Little Rock heads to Remsen to take on the 4th-ranked team in 1A in Remsen St. Mary's. We'll have all the action for you starting at 6:45 with our pregame tip-off at 7 o'clock from the Jerry and Marlene Harpinoff Family Gym in Remsen. Remsen St. Mary's hosting George Little Rock, Class 1A Region 4 quarterfinal contest. And for the 9th year in a row, the Lamar's girls bowling team qualified for the state tournament with their school record performance yesterday at Sweet 16 Lanes. Bulldog head coach Gary Brady says the successful results are from his team being committed to the program's success.
We got kids that buy into the program. I mean, they're in here practicing, doing whatever it takes to get better. And, you know, when we have our regular meets, our JV kids are putting up against the other kids' or the other school's varsities. You know, they know how hard it is to crack the top six to get onto this squad. But, geez, these girls just shot out of their mind today. They were so good. State or school record. It might even be a state record. I honestly don't know. But we shot basically a 217 average for high school girls for 15 straight games is really amazing.
And that actual total came out to 3,203 in 15 Baker games to qualify for state. Again, it's a school record. Coach Brady says it took everybody to be able to put together a gaudy score like that one.
It takes everybody every frame. And, yeah, we just were marking when we needed to and putting strikes together to get some big games. The last set was our best set, which is usually not the case. Usually we start off on fire and slowly go down, but this week, you know, we were just killing it on that third set. The last five games were great.
Bulldog sophomore Natalie Vanderloo had a great day individually as part of three Bulldogs who qualified for the individual tournament. She says they all have each other's back when it comes to their performances in the Baker games.
We normally start out by getting each other up and having good attitudes. And when somebody's down, we always pick them up and we always have fun and pretty much just stick with that and keep cheering.
Vanderloo's 659 total in a three-game series was the second-best total in the state qualifying meet. Coach Brady says her success has come from an important adjustment she's made this season.
She was phenomenal last year, but she threw really hard, and she could not get the ball to hook at state tournament. And she redid her game, reinvented herself, so she throws slower and more accurately, and she was our top bowler. She was anchor every game this week, or for sub-state. She was our top bowler in individuals. So just by slowing her down that little bit, her ball hooks a little bit harder, hits the pins a little bit harder, and she's hitting what she needs to.
And Vanderloo says that adjustment also came from improvements made to her hand placement.
I'm listening to Coach Brady and just focusing on how my hand position and everything is and controlling my speed.
The Bulldogs also qualified Bailey Gill, who was third at the meet with a total of 6:45, and Emily Peters, who placed seventh with a total of 5:69. The Bulldogs are more experienced than last season when they sent a good number of bowlers to state who had never been there. Coach Brady says that experience is going to make them more comfortable at the tournament this year.
We have experience this year. Last year we went down there, we had four of the six have never been there before. So this year, we only have one that didn't go there. So they all have a good idea what the shot is and what they need to do. And if we can just bowl a little bit better in the beginning, the competition that we have to face the first round when everybody's nerves are crazy is going to be way less too. And that always helps you out. But everyone, you know, sometimes you just catch a team who's hot. That happened to us last year with Lewis Central.
Vanderloo says she's looking forward to the opportunity to come closer together as a team through the trip to Waterloo.
Team tournament, we'll probably bond together at the hotel, and individuals will probably focus on ourselves and bond as we encourage each other to do better in individuals.
Coach Brady says it's important to get off to a strong start in both the team and individual tournament. If they can do that, the Bulldogs will be just fine.
We just got to get off to think about what you're doing before you actually throw the ball and have your head in the game before you you do something silly that you're going to regret later.
The state bowling tournament is held in Waterloo, Iowa, with the team tournament for the Bulldogs on Tuesday, February 21st, and the individual tournament on Wednesday, February 22nd. Also yesterday, the Galen Catholic boys basketball team opened their postseason run with a 67-49 home win over Woodbury Central in the district quarterfinal. The Jays beat the Wildcats pretty soundly earlier in the season, meaning everyone thought their rematch would go pretty similarly. That may have extended to the players on the court who didn't come out with the focus and intensity that has been a staple of the Jays this season. Head coach Mike Langle says it was just a little bit of a sloppy performance.
We beat them pretty easily, pretty bad the first time. And I tried to get them mentally prepared to get them focused for the game. And I think they're about half focused. I mean, they did some good things, but boy, they let a lot of things that on a night that you'd play a better team, you know, or a Unity or a Remsen or something, that would never be done. But I mean, that it's hard to say, but that's just the way sometimes those things go.
And the Jays started to show that focus and intensity in the fourth quarter of the game. But Coach Langle says while that was good to see, he needs to see that much sooner into their next games.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, they really kind of got a lot better and finished it out. But we can't wait till the fourth quarter. We did that against South O'Brien and got by with it. We did it against Woodbury Central now and got by with it, but the teams are going to be tougher,
and
we're just not going to get by with it. So I hopefully we can focus.
Thankfully, Keaton Bonderson was focused on the offensive end for the Jays last night. The program's all-time leading scorer added another 34 points to his total, a very efficient 16 of 23 from the field. He also eclipsed the 500-point mark for the season. That's a mark that has been touched just four total times now in program history, and he is the only player in the history of the program to record two 500-point seasons for the Jays. Coach Langle says he has an ability to put the team on his back in a game like this.
He just puts his team on his back once in a while, and sometimes putting them on his back, he just has to he steps up and scores and maybe takes, well, he was 16 of 23, so, I mean, that isn't horrible.
No.
And he steps up and gets going and gets his teammates to come along.
Galen Catholic's record now sits at 18-5 heading into the district semifinals on Thursday night. The Jays will host a future conference member in George Little Rock for the matchup. Coach Langle hopes seeing a new opponent on Thursday night will help get his guys focused on the game.
I think George Little Rock's going to bring a good team, and I think they'll be focused for that. And so hopefully we'll be ready. It's a different team. It's a new team. Mm-hmm. It's one we haven't beat already and everything else. So from here on out, it'll be better.
And Woodbury Central season came to an end with a record of 5-17. Let's take a look at the rest of the postseason basketball action from around the area on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll go to the top of the bracket in Class 1A District 1, where 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's rolled over Siouxland Christian 70-32. It's Hartley Melvin Sanborn taking it to Alta Aurelia 74-47. Kingsley Pearson ended Akron Westfield's season in a big way 63-35. And it was South O'Brien beating Harris Lake Park by a dozen, 55-43. In Class 1A District 2, we mentioned George Little Rock won. They beat MMCRU and ended the Royals season, 51-36. Gretinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire beat Trinity Christian, 80-60. And it was 10th-ranked Newell Fonda taking down Lawton Bronson, 73-55. Going to Class 2A District 15, Boyden Hull ended the Hinton Blackhawks season by a final of 53-39. Unity Christian stomped MVAOCOU 63-24. And on the other side of that sub-state, District 16 saw Red Oak beat Missouri Valley 61-58. Clarinda rolled over Shenandoah 59-30. In Class 2A District 1, Cherokee beat Sheldon 62-57. Esterville Lincoln Central absolutely dominated Pocahontas area 80-30. Class 2A District 2, Okoboji beat Ridgeview 62-54. And Rock Valley, they took it to Sibley Ochedon 65-36. Some regular season boys basketball action from last night saw the Lamar's Bulldogs lose the final home game of Dave Irwin's coaching career. Sioux Center came to town and beat the Bulldogs 66-54. Just one more regular season game for Lamar's community coming up on Thursday at South Sioux City. Taking a look at some basketball news that came out yesterday, the final set of rankings for 1A and 2A in high school boys basketball in the state. Taking a look at the rankings in Class 1A, Grandview Christian's ranked number 1, North Lynn 2, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck is 3rd ranked, West Harrison 4th, and Waco ranked number 5. Remsen St. Mary's remains true, ranked number 7. Newell Fonda is number 10 in 1A. In Class 2A, Central Lions number 1, Roland Story 2, Applington Parkersburg 3rd ranked, Sioux Central 4th ranked, and Western Christians ranked 5th. West Lyon rounds out the 2A rankings at number 10. In Class 3A, Bondurant Farrar is number 1, Clear Lake 2, MOC Floyd Valley 3, Cedar Rapids Xavier 4, and Marion's ranked number 5. Bishop Heelan is ranked number 10. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Kennedy's number 1, Waukee 2, Waukee Northwest 3, Valley 4, and Indianola's ranked number 5. Sioux City East is ranked 10th in 4A. You can see all those rankings in their entirety at KLEM1410.com. And with those rankings, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the last set of brackets we needed for the basketball season. Class 3A Substate 1 bracket action sees the Lamar's Bulldogs at the Bishop Heelan Crusaders coming up next week Monday at 7 o'clock to open the tournament in the Substate quarterfinal. Winner of that ball game will get the winner of Carroll and Sergeant Bluff Luton in the semifinal round. On the other side of the Substate, the top team in the Substate is Webster City. They're ranked 8th in Class 3A. They'll host Gilbert to open the tournament. Adel DeSoto Minburn also in the Substate. They'll host Dennis Schleswig. And again, the tournament path for Lamar's boys opens on Monday, February 20th against Bishop Heelan. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. It's girls regional basketball taking center stage around the area. Heading to Class 1A Region 4, our broadcast tonight will bring you George Little Rock at Remsen St. Mary's. Harris Lake Park is at Kingsley Pearson. Those are the two contests. Winner will play each other in the next round. Our Weavas at Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton and River Valley's at Coon Rapids Bayard. In Class 2A Region 2, Boyden Hole's at Central Lyon. West Sioux is at MMCRU. Akron Westfield is at Hinton and MVAOCOU is at West Monona. And in Class 2A Region 3, Emmitsburg's at Sibley O'Chee. Ridgeview at Alta Aurelia, Belmont Clemmy is at Sioux Central, and Central Springs is at North Union. And finally, of course, and certainly not to the least here, the boys bowling state qualifier meet is at Sweet 16 Lanes today. The girls had their turn yesterday. The boys had their turn today. The Bulldog boys will host MMCRU, Remsen St. Mary's, West Sioux, Akron Westfield, Denison Schleswig, Emmitsburg, Esterville Lincoln Central, Lewis Central, Sioux Central, and Sioux City West for the boys bowling state qualifying meet. Best of luck to Coach Travis Jones and the Bulldog boys bowling team, hoping for similar success to what the girls had yesterday. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. Don't forget to tune in tonight. George Little Rock and Remsen St. Mary's girls basketball tournament action right here on KLEM Radio. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.